Hello, everybody. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. Chris is here.
Sarah's here.
Let's start with this then. Waking up in the morning is pure and simple for some, but a right old task for others. In contrast, leaving the party late comes naturally and joyfully to some, but is far from ideal to others. We've all heard the old expression, the early bird catches the worm, but then again, the second mouse gets the cheese. So, is it better to be a morning person rather than an evening person?
I love a bit of cheese.
Oh, me too.
You understand that expression, don't you?
I've never heard that before.
No, I hadn't heard it.
Oh, come on, Grandad, like enlighten me.
Well, the first mouse gets the trap. And the second mouse goes, thanks very much, I'll take this from here.
Oh, I like that.
Every day's a school day with Marcus.
It really is.
So, morning people, sometimes called larks. Evening people, often called night owls. Sarah.
So look, I just feel like I desperately want to be a morning person.
Yeah.
I love the idea. Get up, go to the gym, have some kind of like delicious smoothie, then like read something, do some meditation, go to work. Like, show me, like, I love the idea of people who get like all this stuff done in the morning before they go to work. I love it. But I.
Does anyone do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know a lot of people who want to do it.
Have a smoothie. Talking like this.
I think I just want a lifestyle overhaul from the sounds of it.
Why don't you just have a smoothie anyway?
Why don't you just become a yoga teacher and move to California?
I've done with it.
Hold on. You've sorted it. That's the answer. No. Okay. Look, I just love the idea of like getting up early and getting stuff done. Happy days. But I just.
As the song says, get up, get busy, do it. Remember that one? It was from the early 90s.
I remember.
Before your time. Go on.
I really struggle to get up in the morning.
Do you?
Really, really struggle. And I've had to, you know, for my job, I often have to be in the office at 7 a.m.
It's the middle of the night.
It's not pleasant. The alarm goes off at 25 past five. Oh. The first alarm. Golly. The next one goes off at 5:30. Mm. I have minimum 3 alarms. And this is one of the things I say, definitely do not press snooze. I press snooze every morning.
Does that
morning.
Affect the other alarms or not? No.
No, they will always go off at those
They're
intervals.
They're independent of each other.
But I hate getting up early. I hate
but
it.
But that is particularly early.
It is. No, but even just, if I didn't put an alarm on, I would easily sleep through till 10 a.m.
What would be so what would be your best time to wake up? 10. 10's surely too much.
That's me. 9.
9.
See, I'd agree with that.
9.
Oh yeah, go to bed at like midnight, 1 o'clock. I used to be worse than that. I used to be go to bed at 2 or 3.
You are a...
I'm a night owl.
We'll sometimes get a little WhatsApp from you in the wee small hours.
We'll get
a WhatsApp sometimes from you in the wee small hours.
Yeah, that's a cry for help though. Where am I? My wife's locked me out. none of that's true.
You're very sociable.
Yes.
Like, as in,
I am.
Do you remember the infamous New Year's where you stayed and at 3 o'clock in the morning, Trivia Pursuit was brought out and you were down for it?
Oh, I can't.
I was just like, I don't want to do this. We were up till 6 dinner, but you were loving it because you're just, you know, you're like just being with people.
I'm an absolute sod for a late night.
Yeah,
I do, honestly, I really do.
That's how rock and roll our New Year's was. 3 o'clock in the morning, it's Trivia Pursuit. More cheese.
New Year with you next time.
That was a good New Year's Eve. So, are you? How are you in the morning, Chris?
I need a coffee. I need a strong coffee. So I'm not coffee. My drinking. Routine would be to wake up and put on one of those stovetop coffee makers. I think they're called Mocha Pots.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They're like, that's Mocha like a pot. Really nice fused coffee in the morning. Mm. I'll wake up then. So at the moment,
with
my wife and I trying to wake up earlier, she, long story short, she's got a bad back. She has to wake up and do certain exercises to do it. So, because she has to go to work, she has to get up and then we'll go for a walk together. So at the moment, we're waking up early.
That's nice.
Early for us anyway, like 6:15. She does these.
That's early.
Yeah, that so she does these exercises. Lovely. We live near a river, so we'll get up and do like a 20-minute walk to the river.
In the Thames?
Yeah, but you know. I don't want to be London-centric.
Yeah, so, no, I understand so, that. Yeah.
This little stream down the road.
I call it a river. It's just a brown, mushy pit. So we'll walk
the Nile.
To the Thames. And then at the moment, it's sunny. So it's lovely and sunny and things like that. And then we walk back and then I have my coffee and then I have a bit of what I like to call quiet time and things like that. But it's brutal.
See,
do it 3 days a week, and then 4 days a week, I'm sleeping until about 9.
I can't do that.
I can't adjust.
I can't do that any days of the week. For me, it's kind of get up and stagger around and leave the house whenever you have to.
Are you awake though when you're awake? Like my brain takes ages to wake up. Same. A really long time.
Yeah, it does. So I play football on a Saturday morning, kickoffs at 10:30. And
if you want to come down and watch.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to tell you where because I don't want you to see how bad I am. But So I'd probably get up at about 8:30. I'm the type of person that gets up at the last possible moment.
Okay.
And so when I go down to play football, I find in my warm up my body's like, what is going on? It's almost like I have to kickstart the engine. You know what I mean? It's quite strange. I'm convinced I would score twice as many goals if it was kickoff as 2 hours later. But then the rest of the days you're on, it's just quite nice. But yeah, it can. So if I get up early. Well, not early, but in the morning. I honestly think it takes me a couple of hours to kind of get set. But at night, often when I lie back down on the bed, my mind comes alive. And if, you know, any creativity that I need to come up with or questions for this or any research, suddenly my mind's going, oh, yeah, that... and I go, oh, blimey. And it's going to take me a while to get to sleep.
So do you do something when that happens? You know, they say, you know, you're supposed to... write down anything that's on your mind, any worries, any thoughts. Do you do that kind of thing? Or do you just...
They're not worries.
No, but it's in like kind of your these great creative thoughts you're having, do they just vanish by morning?
Creative.
they are creative thoughts.
She's in a good mood today, isn't
but
she?
But I do a very charitable mood as well. Yeah, I suppose I've started doing that a little bit. But what I used to do was... this was before I was married. When I was single, I would just go to bed whenever I want. But I think when you're married, it's important to kind of at least sync up a little bit. My wife's up early for work. But I would go to bed basically when I was just so nagged, like tired when I was falling asleep. I'd be like, oh, that's my cue. And off I'd go.
My brain's often too awake when I go to sleep, which is actually how I got into podcasts. Yeah. So I was like, I need to distract my brain from my own thoughts. Mm. So I would listen to a podcast. The problem is if it was interesting, then obviously you're awake listening to it. But I would just put it on repeat and then it would distract me enough so I could float off into
streamland. You don't want like a true crime
kind of thing.
You're probably more of an evening person then.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, because I struggle to get up. But on your point earlier, Sarah, it does feel really good to be up early and doing stuff. I struggle.
It is.
No, I do agree with that.
But it does feel like I'm ahead of the game.
Yep.
So like, you know, as you said, you've kind of envisaged your day. You're really into it by the time 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock kicks in.
I think that certainly Western society, but I'd probably say society in general, is generally set up for morning people.
Yeah,
you're 9 to 5, that kind of thing. So I'm going to be bold and answer the question directly quite early on. Sometimes we don't ever directly answer it or we're not sure. I think it is better to be a morning person.
Yeah, I would agree.
I would rather be a morning person than an evening person. Mm-hmm. I think so, because I think morning people... Well, there are various studies about all this kind of stuff.
Marcus's stats.
Here we go.
Spells
well,
stats.
According to the Harvard Gazette, part of the reason why
I read
some,
that all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my local paper.
I cannot get enough of it. Some people are up with the lark, as they put it, while others are night owls, is because of differences in both the way our brains react to external light signals and the normal functioning of our internal clocks. Now, there's a debate whether you can change the fact if you're a morning or evening person. I do quite like this, though, because the standard thinking, I think, comes from morning people, because I think morning people are proud.
Rule the world.
Well, they rule the world. I mean, Benjamin Franklin, one of America's founding fathers, said, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Presumably that applies for women too, Benjamin. forgive my sarcasm, but... You very rarely hear of the heads of big companies saying that they get out of bed late.
Yeah.
Hear that. Yeah, they all seem to be early risers.
Don't they drink a green
but
juice?
I think it's because morning people boast that they're morning people and they scorn evening people.
It's seen as
we're
virtuous,
so misunderstood.
Isn't it? It's, you know, well, I've actually already been up and done some Pilates and all this kind of thing. But I think the working world is set up for 9 to 5, as you said. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I understand why that is.
Oh, absolutely. But
because there's a sunrise probably where that comes from.
Yes, that is true. Although, you know, in the summer, work 7 till 11 or whatever the sun, I don't know.
Yeah, true enough. Or they never go to bed in parts of northern Norway, that kind of thing.
Yes, the sun never sets, does it?
I found this on a BBC website.
Here we go.
So for our foreign listeners, that's the British Broadcasting Company. I mean, everyone knows what the BBC is. Downton Abbey. No, was that,
no, that's ITV.
It's, I've never seen it. I've probably...
What? Okay, this is a whole different podcast. Different podcast. But...
Yeah. Numerous studies have found that morning people are more persistent, self-directed and agreeable.
Yep.
They set higher goals for themselves, mm-hmm. plan for the future more, and have a better sense of well-being.
Yeah.
And compared to night owls, mm-hmm. they are less likely to be depressed, drink, or smoke. Although morning types may achieve more academically, they do better on memory, processing speed, and cognitive ability. And they are more open and actually earn more money.
Mm. That was written... by a morning person.
You reckon?
No. The thing is, when that you say that, that kind of makes sense to me, because evening people, yes, we may be less consistent and proactive and all those kind of things, but we're legends. You know? I don't smoke or drink, you know, but it alludes to, I mean, it makes sense because the smoking and drinking
up
is...
Up all night.
Exactly, partying away.
Probably chatting a few things more as where the morning, get up, get on, get done, and you do that. And by the time the evening hits, you're knackered, so you just sleep.
Yeah, rock and roll doesn't happen in the morning, baby.
It doesn't.
But I quite like this, that some people, I don't know if this did the rounds on social media or where I got it from, but people were saying, if you get up late, you're called lazy. So even if you go to bed at, say, 3 and you get up at 11, there's your 8 hours, which is a standard sort of 7-8 hours. But people be like, oh, you got up at 11. Mm-hmm. Well, I went to bed at 3, but no, you got up at 11. That's what they hear. But if you go to bed early, people don't think that's lazy.
Yeah, so you get to bed at, say, 9 o'clock at night and you wake up at 6 in the morning, you've had 9 hours. It's like, oh, well done.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not seen as lazy.
Yeah.
Whereas if you went to bed at, say, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning and you got up at 10, 9 hours. Oh, you got up at 10, you're lazy.
Because the early morning people got up calling everyone lazy, so you're too asleep.
They've already posted it on Facebook saying you're lazy and you're asleep.
Sarah.
Yeah, I think it's... For me, it's weird. It's this. I'm trying to sort of get to the psychology of it. When you wake up in the morning, most people are up in the morning. For various reasons, work, you know, children, whatever, the day comes alive. You're ready. There's a kind of a readiness about it, and an alertness, and as opposed to you begin work. So if you're an evening person, to contrast that, it's kind of like the world is going to, well, not the world, but the way you are in the world is going to sleep.
Yeah,
it's quieter. And it sounds a bit more deviant, but you know, kind of, but
you can get away with stuff. It's
dark. Yeah, but maybe there's an element of kind of, now I've got more room and more space. I don't know. Do you see what I mean there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether there's something in there.
Also, so I have worked shift work before. So I used to get up at about 4 p.m. because mm-hmm. I'd be working 10 till 6.
You're so lazy.
hey.
Not really.
My feelings. But... they're definitely, like, having kind of done that opposite pattern, there is something, it feels so different to be getting up as the sun's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't feel like it fits. It doesn't feel natural.
Yeah.
Whereas now if I get up, you know, I walk off to the tube station, the sun is rising, I feel like, here we go, we're starting the day. Whereas getting up and going to work when... everyone else is winding down and the sun is setting. I do think there's something inbuilt in us.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that.
That thing of we want to see the sun and, you know.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of things night shifters do. So I would come back from a night shift. I'd leave at 6 a.m. and I'd put my dark glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be sitting on the train with my sunglasses on, even if it was cloudy, because you've got to try and keep the natural light away.
Yeah, I think, night shift is the extreme kind of thing. That wouldn't be my bag. I think it is more the kind of, get up slightly later, go to bed slightly later, if you see what I mean. There's not too much in it.
I wonder, though, as you said, if it's related to the development of electricity and light. You know, back in the day, you probably went to sleep a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Because
you'd spent a day in the field.
Yeah.
There's the sun had set.
I read one study that was saying that if you go camping for a week, it resets your circadian rhythm. And then actually, so you do kind of naturally get up earlier because the sun's up earlier and you go to bed.
When it gets hot in the tent.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it gets so sweaty in the tent.
But actually, you feel a bit better because I guess there's a rhythm of night and day and ourselves and waking up and going to sleep as well that feels a bit more natural.
Yeah.
Although, yes, you know, people have candles and fires and stuff like that. But
the point
is,
it's a very different light.
Blue light. they say that's actually looking at your phone and looking at a laptop is throwing us off, and it is ruining our circadian rhythms.
I once, about a year ago, tried to start reading by candlelight in my bedroom.
Because was your wife like, oh, this is romantic? You're like, no, sorry, I'm reading.
Yeah, I'm reading Game of Thrones. Can you just be... So, but actually, I went to sleep so much quicker.
Really?
Maybe because it wasn't... Well, it is a form of artificial light, but it's not that sort of light. It's not the blue light.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really was tired. I mean, probably my eyes were straining as well, but it was I really liked it. It was very...
Spawned the novel Naked Flames in the Bedroom by Chris Gore. I don't know whether that was
relevant.
That'd
be his autobiography.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. No one will be buying that.
Naked Flames in the Bedroom.
Not sure what the church would have to say about that.
Exactly, yeah. Every good church bookstore.
Yeah. Naked Flames in the Bedroom, the Reverend Chris Gore story. Yeah, definitely. I think it depends.
It won't be a pop-up book.
I think with regards to... sleep and patterns and all that kind of stuff, it can depend where you live. So there was a study in America, and it looked on, there was like a heat map of America where people go to bed earlier. Like, now it wasn't that conclusive, but I couldn't help but notice New York was more night owls.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, city that never sleeps. And it was funny. I used to work with a few Kiwis from New Zealand, obviously, and. Well, a few of them said that they found it really interesting when they first moved over to England, to London, that they were like, people go to bed really late here. And I was, what were you talking about? And they said, well, in New Zealand, because Auckland is the biggest city, I think. Wellington's the capital, but Auckland's the biggest city in New Zealand. Now, I've never been, but it's not as kind of all singing, all dancing as London. I mean, London's a mega city, you know. Yeah. Even though London is not the 24-hour city that it probably should be, like New York is.
Yeah.
But... you know, so they were from, even though they were from cities in New Zealand, they were like, just during the week, you know, people don't go out as much, or I don't know whether it's...
I remember when I moved to London.
Do you know what I mean?
And I couldn't believe it. I grew up in Devon.
Yeah.
If you want to go for a coffee with someone after 5 o'clock, you have to go to a pub because everything closed. It's different now. But I remember moving to London and my friend saying, he was a DJ and he'd finished doing a gig somewhere. It was about 4 a.m. He's like, do you want to go out for a bagel? And I was like, what are you talking about? And there's these 24-hour famous bagel shops on Brick Lane. And I was
the one in East London.
You can literally get whatever you want whenever you want, including fresh bagels.
But there is something psychological, isn't there, about walking around a place in the middle of the night and it's still bright because all the lights are on.
Yeah.
I know, because if you're in the, in the suburbs of Edinburgh, and then in Surrey was where I grew up. And it's very suburbia, essentially.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, there's not that many street lights. You know, it's quite dark. Whereas in the middle of the bloody city or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah, definitely.
What's the vibe in Wales, Sarah, where you're from?
So I'm from a small village, so we'd have a few street lights.
Yes, but just a few, though.
Just a few.
Yeah.
But we, you know, I mean, like, I would have no reason to be walking around my streets late at night, because to get back home from a night out or something, you know, it's just not really a place you'd be hanging out in the middle of the night.
So subconsciously, people in those kind of areas, you don't think of, or even consciously, you don't think of being out. You think of being...
I'd be in bed. Yeah. Or I'd be like, out.
Ow,
but I don't
raving
do that anymore.
In Cardiff.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore. Yeah, my Oceania days are over.
Oh, I see. I think, this kind of morning and evening thing as well depends on the phase of life, because... when people become parents and they have children, as anybody will tell you, you have to, I mean, you have to become a morning person. I've heard that from a few distinctly evening people that I would know. They're like, there is no choice. You have to sort
it out.
You're
up at 5.
But again, the debate is, can you change that sufficiently? Are you destined to be always an evening person and you're masquerading as a morning person?
I do think, so for me, I definitely would have been as a teenager, I was up till 1 a.m. Sorry, mum. Sleeping in late.
Yeah. That's not that bad.
Really not that bad.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In my little village in South Wales, it's not great.
Okay,
But no,
the
and
whole
now,
village know that your light was on because everyone knows each other.
Have you seen that?
She's
Harry's girl. But now I have to be a morning person, and it has started bleeding into not just work days. You know, at the weekends, I don't really like getting up late because I feel like I'm wasting the day. And I have started changing. I'm still not a lark. But it has started to change, and I just think if you have to do it enough, you do change.
But you would prefer that, though, to be a morning person, would you?
I would rather be a morning person.
Yeah. I would be as well.
Do you think, your family's morning or evening people? Is it something that we just, is learned behaviour when
we're... No, they're morning. Yeah, they're morning.
So they're morning. Because mine were all, they're all like a lay-in. So I just grew up. That was the time you woke up. So my mum wasn't up busy and where well, she was, but anyway, she'd say she'd want us to sleep as long as possible when you were a kid. So growing up,
I think I did used to sleep in, but I always felt very lazy for doing it. I wonder if there's a bit of that in me that's, oh, it's bad to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe internalized guilt.
Yeah.
I do think that, going back to the phases of life, I think if you're a student and you're a morning person, you need to loosen up a bit. Well, I do. I think I get the whole, you know, you become parents, then the decision's made for you.
Yeah.
And it, and then if you're working, depending on the hours and all the rest of it. But I honestly, an absolute so-and-so for unnecessarily staying up late and chatting away. They're the best chats that happen in the early hours of the morning.
Yeah, that's true. They're also... I mean, you don't drink.
I don't drink.
If one's drinking, and
yeah, but I think people who drink would say that's probably when you have the most.
They just don't remember it though, do they?
Maybe that's the problem. That's the key.
So we put the world to rights last night, but I have no idea what it was.
maybe there's something in that. I don't know. Yeah, I remember seeing talking of odd sleeping patterns. I remember seeing, I think it was a Behind the Music, Billy Idol.
Go on.
You know Billy Idol, Sarah?
Not intimately.
I wouldn't have thought so. I actually met Billy Idol once at LAX airport in California.
That makes you sound like such a star. Yeah. We were just both passing through LAX, like no biggie.
Yeah, I think he's an American citizen actually nowadays. Huh? Yeah, and I was visiting friends. If you must know, drag it down. But yeah, and he talked about when he was in full, you know, when he was in the band and he was all that. And he was like, oh yeah, you know, we used to live like vampires, you know. Just never saw the sunshine. I absolutely loved that. It's so, so good. Yeah.
I remember I lived in America for a year once, and I remember being... The jet lag was brilliant for about a month because I can't remember which way it was, but I'd be waking up early and I'd be going to sleep early.
Yeah.
But then eventually I got back into my normal rhythm.
Yeah.
And it probably was just staying up watching TV and movies and all going out with your mates. And then I adjusted back.
But there you go, though. You said it was good because you were getting up early. So I think that maybe for the first time ever on this podcast, the consensus is it is a definitive answer.
We've done it.
It's good to be a morning person. It's better.
There's a guy called Stephen Covey who wrote a very famous book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And he does a lot of talk. His thing is also actually it's the amount of sleep you need. So going back to being lazy or not, depending on what time you wake, you need between 7 and 9 hours sleep.
Yeah.
Then you wake up and you don't feel so groggy and you are more attentive and focused. But it was really interesting. I think in his book, he says that if you can get up early and get into the office for, say, 7 instead of 9, you'll get far more done in those early hours than you will do between 3 and 5.
Yep.
I can definitely.
Or usually also
that,
probably because you're not distracted.
Yeah.
People aren't milling around and chatting and things like that. So partly your productivity, I think, is also because everyone else is asleep. So I wonder if everybody woke up early, would I still be productive? Because actually I'm distracted and it's just the same world but set 2 hours earlier.
Well, I wonder if that's the way forward for a lot of employers. I understand some jobs that certain times are needed, especially if, you know, you're dealing with other you know, people from around the world in time zones. But not just that. Some jobs, you know, you need to be in schools, for example, or whatever. But then I think a lot of companies, Google are quite a famous one for doing that. They kind of turn up, not when you want, but there's a lot of wiggle room. And that suits people's individual tastes.
A lot of places have core hours. They'll say, like, you've got to be in the office between 10 and 2. Everyone has to be.
Yeah.
But whether you come in at 10 or you come in at 6,
yeah,
as long as you're doing your work done, you're getting your work done, we're flexible.
Yeah. It's interesting with the whole the move to working from home a lot more as well now, is that you don't have to wake up as early if you want, but actually if you can work from home, obviously a lot of people in tech and IT do, you get, I mean, especially if you live in a big city, you get that commute time back. So you can actually potentially not wake up earlier, but because you're not traveling, you could work from home. You could have your smoothie, Sarah. You could do your stretching. You could do your quiet time, your meditation, whatever
like
you call it.
I feel like you've helped me out. You've sorted my problem.
If you work from home, I think it just tweaks life a bit more because you're not commuting.
There we are. Well, a definitive answer this week. Morning people are better than evening people.
What a treat.
And none of us are morning
people.
Well,
no, they're not better. It is better to
be
a morning
person
because clearly, you know, yours truly. So yeah, thanks very much for listening, everybody. It's been a pleasure. Do get your questions into us, as we say at the end of every show. show@aqqapod.com is the email address, or tweet us @aqqapod, and do give us a rate and review, because Sarah bloody loves that on iTunes.
Oh, I love it.
There we are. Thank you very much for listening, Chris. It's been a ruddy pleasure as always.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure is all mine, Sarah. Thank you very much, listeners. We'll see you again next week.